Guardian Unlimited.
Sunshine and shade, those girls I'd serenade. Thinking of those sixth form chicks that misbehave. Hoping that those days would go on and on forever. Every day something new, just friends running together. And suddenly school ends, your teenage life's gone. All your mates are growing up now, they're moving on. And now I'm looking back, I'll tell you what I know. Do you listen to your teacher? No.
Hello, I'm John Dennis and you're listening to Guardian Unlimited's special Eurovision podcast. My heart goes boom, bang, a bang, boom, bang, a bang when you are near. Boom, bang, a bang, boom, bang, a bang, loud in my ear. Pounding away, won't you be mine? Boom, bang, a bang, bang, all the time. Or so the song goes that was sung by Lulu in 1969 as the British entry in the Eurovision Song Contest. It came seventh. Dan Sampson is hoping to do rather better than that with his song Teenage Life, and you just heard a bit of it. I asked him how he's been preparing for the big day.
Well, meticulously, because I don't want to make a fool of myself like those two Herberts did a few years ago and disgrace this great nation of ours. I'm in it to win it, I make no secret about that. You know, second place is not good enough for me, although I know a lot of Eurovision fans in the UK would embrace that, particularly because we've done so badly in recent times. However, you know, I've been very, very vocal in what I want to do with this competition, and that's win it for the right reason, and not to become a Celebrity Jungle or Celebrity Big Brother contestant, because that's not the reason why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I love this competition, and I genuinely feel I can win.
Brilliant. OK, well, let's just hear what Bobby G from Bucks Fizz has got to say.
Okay.
Well, effectively, what you've got to have is the best song. And unfortunately, at the moment, without hearing all the others, you know, there may be some good songs in there. And I'm certain Daz has got a good song. But one of the things, I was told he has some dancers on stage with him, and I believe they're dressed up as schoolgirls. So that might give him a little edge.
But presumably, he shouldn't be ripping off their skirts, though, or anything like that.
No, but the thing is, it's nice to have some kind of, not gimmick, if you like, but something that actually makes you stand out.
Visually, you mean?
There's more songs in it now than when we were on it. And if you're on early in the show, you know, you do need maybe one or two things so that people can focus in on who the act was.
You gotta speed it up, and then you gotta slow.
Okay, Dad, so any thoughts on that?
I wholeheartedly agree. You know, you get 3 minutes of Wham Bam Thank You Man. It's got to be standout. You just played me a clip from a legend as far as I'm concerned. So anything that he did say, I would agree with, because obviously he's been there and he's done it. It's a bit like trying to tell Pelly how to play football, isn't it?
And one of the other things is, as you say, he is a bit of a legend. I mean, Bucks Fizz did win it. Could we even go back sort of further than that to sort of ABBA's Waterloo, do you think, for the sort of blueprint for a great Eurovision song?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is all about the song. In those days, it is all about the songs and not so much the visual, although that did help. But nowadays, it's 50% the song and 50% the visual. It really is 50-50. It's all about the, because obviously we live in a showbiz age now, and it really, it's got to stand out, not only apart from the song, but in terms of what you're wearing, in terms of the little tricks that you need to do. And I agree with Bobby 100%. I think it's time for a change. I think you have to come up with something a little bit different and do something that there's a change from the norm.
Well, I think you've certainly done that. I mean, tell us about your influences for the song that you've recorded for Eurovision.
It's almost like a council estate version of Jay-Z, really. Or, you know, that's what I consider myself. I don't take myself as seriously as these American artists. I believe in family entertainment dating back to the 70s and 80s, where, you know, there's something for everybody. And I've had a lot of emails in the email box, grannies, parents and kids who all love my record, because I tell you why, it's non-offensive. It's a rap record rapping about positive things instead of the usual crime, guns, shooting and drugs, which everybody else does. I'm rapping about doing well at school, which can only be a positive thing.
Okay, let's just hear now Katrina from Katrina in the Waves.
Okay.
Hear what she's got to say.
Confidence, I think confidence is one of the most important things. I think confidence not only makes a person sparkle, it also makes them look a little bit more sexy as well. I think he's got to sing in tune, sing in time, try and make it look as if he's enjoying himself. And yes, be extremely confident about it. I think you have to look like the winner. I think it's very tiring for people to watch one performance after the other, and you're feeling a person's fear, and it makes it feel uncomfortable for the audience.
Well, you certainly sound very confident, Daz. Any thoughts on what Katrina's got to say there?
Again, you see, this is what I'm so encouraged by, listening to these people, because obviously that's exactly what I have got, bundles and bundles and bundles of confidence, because I totally agree. If you're on stage looking like, oh, I'm a bit worried here, I might not be able to win it, then you're not going to, are you? If you're on that stage going, you know what, I'm the proudest man in Britain, I've got a real chance, I'm going to give everything I've got, then it's going to work, or hopefully it's going to work.
Is it a long-term ambition of yours to go on to Eurovision? I mean, or is it something that, you know, you sort of thought that here's the chance, I'll have a go?
You're joking. It's a massive ambition of mine ever since 81, and more particularly ever since 97, because she made the hairs on my neck stand up when she won that night with a phenomenal performance of a phenomenal pop song. And now it's my turn. I'm just hoping that, you know, future UK contestants watch me and get inspired by it.
Going back to the idea of the sort of Eurovision blueprint of something like ABBA's Waterloo, I mean, your song, Teenage Life, doesn't sound like a traditional Eurovision song, does it? Do you think that might be a good thing?
I think that is a good thing. I think the media in the world is changing from those days. And no, it's not an out and out Eurovision song, and that's the whole reason why we'll do well, because I think in 2006 we do have to move on. I mean, obviously, you know, keep true to the traditions of the greatest competition in the world, but, you know, move on a little bit. And I think that I'm doing that this year with a standout record. But what I would say is that type of record that I've entered this year is not new towards the charts, because that type of record is topping charts all over the world with the Black Eyed Peas and Jay-Z and Eminem and these type of people, albeit on a slightly cooler level, but it's still the same formula, which has already been hit across Europe. So why won't Eurovision embrace it? I think you'll be surprised, and they will this year.
Have you got any plans for after Eurovision? I mean, whatever the result, because if you don't have, you know, a follow-up hit ready or something like that, maybe you might be struggling. I don't know if you've got any sort of long-term plans.
I'm a songwriter, and I've had hits, and I've sold, you know, over a million singles in all my sort of various guises, and I write songs every day for a living, full-time. So yes, in answer to your question, I've got bigger and better songs ready to go, but again, that is not the reason why I did it. The reason why I did it is because in recent years, particularly the last 3 or 4 years, we've become an absolute disgrace. An absolute disgrace, I'm being serious here, and it's time for me to single-handedly pull the great name of Great Britain back into Eurovision Top 5, and that is what I'm going to do this year.
Have you heard any of the other Eurovision entrants this year? What do you make of them?
Yes, I've heard of them, and I think there's 1 in 5 records could win it, and I'll tell you what they are. Greece have got a great chance, favourites at the moment, good ballad performed by a very professional singer. I like the Belgium record, but although I do think she'll struggle recreating it with the dance moves and all the harmonies and backing vocals, I think that might not be sound like what it sounds like on the record, and that can sometimes be detrimental. I like the Sweden song, although it's got elements of ABBA, and, you know, haven't we heard all that before in previous years? And I also like the Romanian song, but I think his Romanian language will alienate him to Western Europe. So, like, and obviously there's a little old chap called Daz Sampson who's got a chance as well.
You've not come the sort of traditional way of many previous Eurovision entrants, have you? I mean, you've come from the clubs and from slightly more street music. I mean, do you think that's, again, might stand you in good stead?
Yeah, the most important thing, right, and going to Katrina, the most important thing is that getting the votes right across the board. I can get grandmas and dads, mums and dads and kids voting, then I'm talking about 3 different classes of genres of voters, and that will definitely significantly get me a lot of votes. I have to say that I won Make Your Mind Up with over 50% of the vote on the night, which tells me that a lot of families voted for me. If families from Newcastle, Middlesbrough, you know, Wrexham, Stockport, London are voting for me, then why won't families from Latvia, Bulgaria, Poland, Bosnia, Spain, Germany? Well, they will, because the song is non-offensive and it's catchy, and that is what Eurovision is all about. You make that impression, people will vote, regardless of your government going to stupid wars that nobody wants to go to. If you've got a good song and it stands out with a visual performance, we will win. I hasten to add, we're not second favourite at the bookies for nothing.
That's brilliant. Thanks very much, and very best of luck.
Guardian Unlimited.